put in the homily, which hopefully gives some reassurance to break the resistance walls that I'm walking in for. So you don't have to panic too much. But I wanted just to share a couple of thoughts. First of all, from this prophecy of Isaiah. And I speak as one who is seeking to be a permanent resident in Canada at some point. But coming to Canada, coming to Vancouver, I suppose to get an appreciation of the things that the people who were born and raised here would take for granted. And I have yet to have a day where I'm not amazed at the beauty of the place. And I don't have a tall apartment, but I have this slither. I have a slither of gap between buildings where I can see snow-capped mountains, forests, and the sea. And every day it's different. And I'm blown away by it. I'm blown away by beauty of this area. And this prophecy of Isaiah reminds me of this creator God. And when I think about that creation, the beauty of this place, I am reminded continually of the creator. And while I'm in awe of what I see, and then in awe that there's some presence that's far bigger and double this stuff. This also has a new insight for me because I now understand this particular portion of the Bible is particularly important to indigenous spirituality and indigenous people. And that is why and there's a link there between with the eagle. And so it's particularly strong with the wings of the eagle is a particularly resonant thing for the local indigenous peoples of this part of the world. So it has that thing as well, where we've got those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. The Celtic way of saying that is let your heart take strength. Let your heart, as long as they're waiting for the wind to fill the sails. The sails are there, but the wind needs to fill in order to move forward. And for me, when I kind of reflect on this, I reflect on grief and loss and frustration and my own physical limitations as they are, I'm just reminded about the fact that I need to let my heart take courage to allow the wings of the Spirit to fill my sails. To, as eagles do very cleverly, they ride the currents of the air. They don't put that much effort in. They're able to soar on those currents. And maybe we need to allow ourselves tonight to allow our hearts to take courage, to allow ourselves to lift it up, not by our own striving and human strength, which of course is what's listed here. Rather, we just allow ourselves to transport by the divine and held within the gaze of the divine self. In Jesus, we find somebody who knew what it was to be dependent. We've explored this a lot in the church these last couple of weeks, where the nature of God's promised salvation, this amazing creator God, chooses to be dependent on a young girl by being conceived in a woman, and being dependent on a young girl, and who was born in shame and stigma. He knew what it was to be a refugee and asylum seeker. He knew what it was to experience joy and friendship and companionship. He also knew what it was to experience loss and grief and sadness, injustice, pain, and death. This is the nature of God. You can come alongside us in our struggles. So, the next bit requires a little bit of creative imagination, but try and run with it. Lord, each of us takes our loved ones by the hand, and we lead them to you, the God of love. Here we present them to you. Accept our love and thanksgiving as we entrust them to your loving care. We want our loved ones to be free at home with you. We ask that you save a place for us beside them. We ask that you fill us with motivation and energy in the days ahead when we feel like giving up. Remind us often of our true homeland, where we are caught up in the desolation of the journey. Help us to find joy in the people, events, and the beauty of nature which surrounds us. Thank you for the gift each of these people has been in our lives. We want to believe that we will celebrate the treasure of love with them again, and we are all in your presence forever. May this truth sustain us in the days to come. Take our sad and aching hearts and comfort us. Comfort us where we only feel hollowness and emptiness. God, sorry. Draw near. Amen.
Amen.
Second light we light is to redeem the pain of loss. The loss of relationships. The loss of jobs, the security they bring. The loss of health in ourselves or in family members. The loss of joy and peace in our lives from the stresses which surround us, including, of course, COVID. The loss and loneliness we experience when our loved ones do not share our faith. And as we gather up at the end of the past, we offer it to you, O God, asking that into our open hands you will place the gift of peace. God of mystery, we turn our hearts to you. Come before you in need of peace, grateful for the mystery of life, and ever keenly aware of your promises of guidance and protection. We want to place our trust in you, but our hearts grow faithful and fearful and anxious. We forget so easily that you will be with us in all that we experience. Teach us to be patient with the transformation of our lives as we open to the changes that we are now going through. Amen.